Jessica Beecham, enthusiastic servant leader. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Jessica Beecham. From the editor, the next four articles are brief biographies of recently elected members of the National Federation of the Blind Board of Directors. In the past, we have sometimes devoted an entire issue to these biographies under the banner, Who Are the Blind Who Lead the Blind? More recently, we have simply featured the sketches of our most recently elected board members. However, you can access the biographies of all currently serving board members at the link available at nfb.org/monitor-links. Here is Jessica Beecham's story. In the heart of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, Jessica Beecham shines as a beacon of dedication and service. Elected to a term on the National Board of Directors in July of 2023, her election represents the recognition of Jessica's work ethic, creativity, and her absolute intention to share what she has with her fellow blind people. Early life and education. Jessica was born in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, the first of two children born to Doug and Marcia Beecham. Jessica's great-grandmother noticed that at about 6 months of age, Jessica was not looking at things in the way one would expect. Testing revealed that indeed she had a vision problem, the diagnosis being optic nerve hypoplasia, meaning her optic nerve was not developed. Although she retained some vision, it was sufficiently low that she clearly qualified for admission to the Tennessee School for the Blind, where she attended elementary and secondary school. Though she learned Braille, the thinking at the time was that Braille was on its way out, a skill it might be nice to have, but whose value would soon disappear due to the prevalence of audio recordings and computer-generated speech. She was never encouraged to use it for assignments, nor did anyone suggest that it might be helpful for her in terms of lists and other personal communication. Because of the school's belief in technology, Jessica learned a lot about the use of the Job Access with Speech, JAWS, screen reader. One of her sighted teachers was so committed to teaching the skill that he did so without using a screen. His expectation was that his blind students would learn how to use a screen reader with a keyboard and would figure out how to get the most out of the software, not by looking at the screen, but by listening to what the speech program said. Because she had some vision, cane travel was not encouraged. Throughout Jessica's school career, she was blessed to have good friends both at the School for the Blind, where she attended as a day student, and in her home neighborhood, where she spent every night. She lived about 45 minutes from the school, so each day her parents would provide transportation until eventually the school district decided it had a responsibility to provide bus transportation. The street she lived on had very little traffic and made a wonderful play area with well-defined boundaries. Academics came easy for Jessica, but when she discussed the possibility of leaving the School for the Blind for the public school, her mother had reservations. She was not sure that they could get the services that Jessica needed so that she could perform in a way that would demonstrate her real potential. Both envisioned a college career for Jessica, and her mother felt that being rated number one in her class at the School for the Blind would mean more than being rated number 5 or number 10 in what might be a more competitive environment lacking in necessary devices. Late in her high school career, Jessica did have the opportunity to attend several classes at a private school with sighted students, and her skills proved, for the most part, to be quite adequate. The one exception was when she was told she was not a good writer while trying to gain admission into advanced English classes. The process for admission was competitive, with only 13 students being admitted. The English teacher in charge of advanced classes said that Jessica's spelling and punctuation were atrocious, but she would admit her because Jessica was among the most well-read high school students the teacher had ever seen. Getting admitted was one thing. Earning a grade would be quite another. For every comma splice, spelling mistake, and punctuation error, 10 points would be deducted from Jessica's grade. Lesser reductions were made for errors in paragraphing and other formatting. Jessica had never really had the chance to observe as an audio reader. It is rather deflating to take a paper that you believe would have been an A+ and find your letter grade was a D. I knew what things should sound like. What I couldn't get straight was how they were supposed to be written. As those of us who now read things that Jessica writes can affirm, she did quite a lot of learning in her honors and advanced placement English classes. Higher education and early career. Jessica's passion for helping others led her to Middle Tennessee State University, where she pursued a degree in recreation and leisure studies, followed by a master's in exercise science. Her career path took her through various roles that underscored her commitment to service, including positions at a technology center for blind people, a nursing facility for medically fragile children, and a drug rehabilitation facility. Each role fortified her resolve to advocate for and support both herself and others. She then went on to direct WeFit Wellness, a company designed to provide accessible, affordable, and achievable exercise and nutrition solutions for individuals with disabilities. In 2018, Jessica started her own business and became part of the Colorado Business Enterprise Program. She currently operates a large cafeteria, convenience store, and vending business on Bucky Space Force Base. She also works as a contractor to provide pre-employment transition services to blind youth. Involvement with the National Federation of the Blind. Jessica's first involvement did not inspire enthusiasm or a desire to get involved. The people were kind, but they just didn't seem to be involved in anything. They were so anxious to have me that they even paid my dues for a year, but I only attended one meeting, and after my initial rejection for a scholarship, I thought no more about the Federation. Her reconnection with the organization came through the repeated encouragements of friends and a Thanksgiving potluck event. I figured that if nothing else, I would get a dinner out of the thing. I was pleased to meet old friends I hadn't seen in a long time and encouraged by the new people I met who might soon become my friends. I was surprised to find that this time I saw people doing things that I wanted to do. This was during the time when we were fighting the battle over quiet cars and when Mark Riccobono was driving on the Daytona Speedway. These things caught my interest. So she joined the Stones River chapter, soon leading to her election as chapter secretary. This is not surprising given her willingness to work and the recognition that the chapter had found someone good at writing. When an opening in Colorado for an affiliate development position became available, Jessica applied and was hired. Primarily, her job was to build new chapters and to strengthen those that needed some help. She loved the work, enjoyed the interaction with people, and is glad that she can claim at least 6 chapters that were created during her tenure. Leadership philosophy and contributions. Jessica's leadership style is characterized by a profound commitment to inclusivity and community. She believes in leading with love, seeking out new challenges, and continually pushing the boundaries of personal and professional development. As a guide dog user, she also advocates for mobility independence, which has greatly influenced her approach to leadership and her ability to inspire others. In addition to her job and her volunteer work with the Federation, Jessica enjoys yoga, high adventure activities, and ultra running. She has completed several marathons and ultramarathon events, including the Boston Marathon, Pikes Peak Marathon, Behind the Rocks 50K, and Pikes Peak 50-mile race. She also enjoys exploring the city with her guide dog, Prada. Conclusion. From a hesitant participant to a pivotal leader, Jessica Beecham's journey with the National Federation of the Blind highlights her remarkable transformation and dedication. Her story is not just one of overcoming personal obstacles, but also of her unwavering commitment to serve and uplift her community. As she looks to the future, Jessica continues to focus on new projects and aspirations within the NFB, ensuring that her impact will resonate for years to come. Jessica Beecham embodies the spirit of servant leadership, inspiring others through her enthusiasm, intelligence, and compassionate dedication to the blind community. Her story is a vivid testament to the power of resilience and the profound impact one person can have on the lives of many.